as 2016 came to a close, the minimum wage went up in New York State, though at different rates depending on where in the state one is employed. The new minimum wage in Buffalo is $9.70 per hour, though it's up to $11 per hour for many New York City businesses. The state's new task force will utilize 200 people from various state departments, including labor, finance, and taxation, to make sure that business owners are up to speed and that workers know how to report if their employers are not complying. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says it's a proactive approach.
We're here to answer their questions, be a resource for the businesses who are transitioning their employees at this time, because, again, there's geographic considerations. People want to know, does that 970 apply to me, or am I affected by a higher rate, which is in effect in different parts of the state? So it's making sure the business community understands the law's impact.
Critics of the governor's plan to gradually raise the minimum wage to $15 per hour say it will adversely affect payrolls, cost people their jobs, and force some businesses to raise their prices. Hochul says it's been debated and people have had time to get ready. She adds it will help the economy because it will assist New York's working poor to come out of poverty.
I mean, it is a disgrace in our country that you can be working full-time, earning the minimum wage, and still fall below the poverty line when you're trying to raise your family.
In Buffalo, the minimum wage will increase 70 cents per hour every year until it reaches $12.50 per hour by the end of 2020. The increase to $15 per hour in Western New York will then be scheduled by the Budget and Labor Departments. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.